Objective: this study aimed to explore the contextual meanings and psychological functions of silence among emotionally abused married women within the socio-cultural context of Taiwan. Methods and materials: a qualitative research design based on a phenomenological approach was employed to capture the lived experiences of silence among emotionally abused women. 18 married women residing in Taiwan, aged between 28 and 52, participated in semi-structured in-depth interviews. Participants were selected through purposive sampling based on their self-reported experiences of emotional abuse in marriage. Interviews were conducted in Mandarin, transcribed, and translated into English. Thematic analysis following Braun and Clark's six-phase approach was conducted using NVivo 14 software. Data collection continued until theoretical saturation was achieved. Trustworthiness was ensured through member checking, peer debriefing, and reflexive memoing. Findings: analysis revealed three overarching themes: silence as a survival strategy, which included sub-themes such as avoiding conflict, emotional self-protection, and coping with fear; silence as a form of powerlessness, encompassing internalized helplessness, social isolation, and emotional paralysis; and silence as a communicative expression, including symbolic resistance, testing boundaries, and expressing disappointment. Participants articulated silence as both a protective behavior and a means of emotional regulation, shaped by cultural norms, relational dynamics, and personal history. Selected interview quotations supported each thematic category. Conclusion: silence among emotionally abused married women is a multidimensional phenomenon that reflects adaptive coping, emotional suffering, and socio-cultural conditioning. Rather than viewing silence as passive submission, practitioners and researchers should recognize it as a complex and context-sensitive response.